15. Matthew chapter number 15 this morning. You know, the text that we're going to be looking at today, and really the thought that we have today, is how to get things from God. I think everybody in here has some needs and has some things that they'd like God to do for them, and would like to get some things from God. And today, we're going to look exactly how we go about doing that. How can we get God to give us the things that we want and need in our lives? Look with me in Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 21. It said, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Let's pray together this morning. Father, we bow before you today. And God, we just want to thank you for all the grace and the mercy that you shed on us. God, it truly is amazing today that you gave us another day. Lord, I think about yesterday and how they a gunman goes in and shoots these folks, some Jews, some of your chosen people, Lord, because of hatred. And Lord, just all around the world. But God, you've been good enough to give us another day. God, I pray you'd help us today to worship you in spirit and truth. God, I pray as we look into this text and this passage, God, that you'd help us to see, Lord, that you want to bless us. You want to give us things. But God, there's a way sometimes we have to go about it. Lord, we love you and praise you. I pray that you'd help us today and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus has came into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and we know that this is a Gentile community. This is a pagan place that he's coming. And the Bible says that a woman of Canaan has come unto him that was from the same coast and the same place. And this woman comes to Jesus and she has a great need. The Bible says that she cries out unto him and says, O Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Because my daughter is grievously vexed by a devil. This woman's need was she had a daughter that was being possessed and tormented and abused by demonic activity. Now, can you imagine for a second putting yourself in this woman's shoes? I think we all know how much we all love our children. Children have a love in our heart that is unconditional. We love them because they're our children. We don't love them for any other reason. Amen? We don't love them because of what they bring to the table. We don't love them because of the good they do. We love them because they're ours. And man, that love is what leads parents to overlook faults in their children and to try to help them out any way they can. Well, here is this woman whose child is affected and tormented by a demon. Can you imagine if that would have been your child? Can you imagine if you had children that were being tormented and bothered and suffering from the activity of a demon? That I can't imagine the pain and the suffering that this woman was enduring. And she comes to Jesus and she cries out to him for help. I do want you to know this today, that I know this for a fact, that everybody here has some needs that they need to get help from Jesus for. And I don't know what your need is today. I'd ask you today to examine your heart and your mind and your life and say, what do I need God to help me with? What do I need God to come in and intervene and bless and help me in my life? What is it? Today, let me ask you some questions. Are you happy today? I mean, are you happy? I know some people are. I am. Are you fulfilled? Are you experiencing God in the ways that you want to experience Him? Or are you depressed? Are you down? Are you discouraged? What might be going on in your life today? You know, I have to ask today, do you have a sin in your life that you're having a struggle with, that you need help overcoming? Do you have some sort of addiction today? Do you have some sort of attitude today? Do you have some sort of feeling today, whether that be a feeling of jealousy or a feeling of bitterness or a feeling of anger or whatever it might be? Do you have this in your life that you need help overcoming today? Let me also ask you, stop and ask the question on that. Do you want to get help today? Because there's some of us that struggle with sin that don't want no help. There's some people that want to stay in their sin. They don't want to change. They don't want to be no different. You might be here today and you might have somebody that you won't forgive. I read a quote a couple weeks ago. It said that unforgiveness is the poison that we drink hoping someone else will die. You ever thought about that? That's a good quote, because that's what unforgiveness is. But you might be here today and say, I got unforgiveness in my heart, but I don't want to forgive anybody, so it doesn't really matter. Well, then you got problems today too. And so you might have this need. I don't know what it is that you're struggling with. Maybe you're like this woman and you've got a loved one that needs to be changed. Maybe it's a husband or a wife. Maybe it's a child or a grandchild. Maybe it's a parent here today. And you've got loved ones who have gone off and have got wayward and have got into sin and might be in a mess and in trouble. And their only hope today is if Jesus will touch their life. Their only hope is for Jesus Christ. And you have this need. Let me tell you what you need to do and how this woman got something from God. She came to the right place. And she came to the right person. And that person is Jesus Christ. We go a lot of places that don't get us no help. Amen? Man, we can go to our parents and don't get no help. We can go to our neighbors and don't get no help. We can go to our friends, or you can go to therapy, and you can go to all sorts of things and get no help. I want to tell you where you go get help at. You get help from Jesus Christ. The person of Jesus Christ is where we can find help. There's some things you can help yourself on. There's some only God can help you with. And you might have a need today, and she came to Jesus. But something shocking happens in our passage. She comes to Jesus. She's heard that He can feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. She might have heard that He had just recently walked on water. She heard that they had brought their sick to Him and He'd healed them. And so she comes to Jesus with hope. And she says, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And can you just imagine in your mind as she comes and falls down at His feet and says, Jesus, have mercy on me. And let me tell you what He met her with. He met her with a dead stare and silence. The Bible says that He did not answer her a word. Didn't say a thing to her. Who else feels like they've been there before? Amen. Where you go to Jesus and you've asked Him for help, and it seems like He just meets you back with not a word. Absolute silence. I want to tell you that I feel like I've been there before. I've been there before. See, we have an idea that, just like my children have an idea that when they ask, they should get. Do your children have that idea? I ask, now I should get. Well, sometimes you don't get what you ask for right away. Sometimes we are met with silence. And you say, well, why does this happen? Why does this happen? Why does God at times meet us with silence when we come to Him with an absolute need? Well, God does some things sometimes to test us and to see how serious we are. My kids come to me all the time and they'll tell me something they want. Well, you know what I do a lot of times? Parents, y'all know this move. I ignore them. Amen? I ignore them. And if they don't come back to me with it, you know what I say? Praise the Lord. Amen? I don't have to worry about that anymore. They've come and they have forgot that they wanted it. And now I don't have to worry about trying to meet their need. I don't have to worry about the thing that they want. You know, we had a birthday party yesterday for Avery. I don't know why that happened. We didn't give our kids birthday parties for the longest time. You know, I think it's because Laura had the babies and now she's back in birthday party mode, I guess. But so Avery got presents. Well, guess what happened when Avery got presents? We have more children. So then they want to tell me what they were going to get when they had presents. And they wanting presents and all this stuff. And my kids would tell you my classic response is, we'll see. We'll see. You know, hey, I want this. We'll see. Well, God at times wants to see how serious we are. And let me tell you, share with you a hard, sad truth. Most of the time, we're not very serious. How many times have we went to God and asked Him for something and got silenced back and we didn't ask Him really again? And we went on about our life and said, well, looks like I'm going to handle this on my own. That's what this woman could have done. This woman could have went to Jesus and said, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Please help me. And when Jesus stares back at her without opening His mouth, she could have very easily got up and said, well, I tried. I went to Jesus. I asked Him to help. And He just stared at me and didn't say a word. And she could have got up and went back home. And her daughter stayed how she was and said, I got to go a different route. And that's what we do oftentimes. We say, I got to go a different route. I got to fix this myself. I got to solve this problem myself, because Jesus doesn't answer us as fast as we'd like Him to. And I know I'm just like y'all. As we've talked, we've shared about it. We are the microwave. Folks, this woman's not the microwave generation. We're the microwave generation. I want it now. We are the age of high-speed internet. We're the age of paying bills by the touch of a finger on your phone. That's how we are. And we don't want to wait for anything. But because we don't want to wait for anything, we don't get help from God. God's not worried about your timetable. Can you imagine us demanding that God meet our needs in a timely manner? I mean, He's God, folks. He's the God of the universe. He's the King of all kings. He's the one who is sitting on a throne today and got his feet propped up on the earth as a footstool. And we say, God, I need You to act in a quicker manner. So He's going to test us and He's going to see how serious you are. Well, this woman got things from God, because not only did she go to the right place and the right person, but when she was met with silence, she was persistent. Look at what it said in verse 23. It said, but He answered her not a word. That's the first of three buts in our passage, by the way. Do y'all ever feel like there's always a but, though? Right? Well, we could do that, but. Well, Jesus gives us three in the passage. It said, and His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. You know what had happened? She didn't leave. When Jesus stared at her and didn't say anything, you know what she did? She went to the disciples and said, look, I need help. I was told to come here and I'd find help. I was told that Jesus was loving and compassionate and powerful to heal, and I need help. She started bothering them, and they went to Jesus and said, Jesus, you need to send her away, because she's bothering us now. If you're not going to do nothing, or you're not going to handle this, then just send her away. But in verse 24, He said, but He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Here was his answer. This Gentile pagan woman that has come to find help, here's what he said. Now is not the time, nor the place, nor are you the person that I am here to help right now. He said, I have come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Y'all do know that Jesus came first to the Jews. Do we know that? He came to them first. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came to them to let them know, I am the Messiah that's been prophesied about for 4,000 years. I'm the one who's come. And so his job and his mission at that time was not to the world. It was not to the masses. It was to the people of Israel and to the Jewish nation. And here's what he basically said. He said, no. No. They said, send her away. Man, do something for her. Help her, whatever you got to do. And he said, no. I'm not going to help her. It ain't time for me to help her. This isn't. She's not the person I'm here to help. Jesus said no. Can I tell you something sometimes God will do in our prayer life? He'll say no. He'll say no. It ain't time. It ain't the place. It ain't time for you for this to be answered. And again, here's what the question. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? You know what this woman did? She didn't take no for an answer. She said, no, I'm gonna keep seeking you, and I'm going to keep coming. And the Bible says that she did this. Look at what it said in verse 25. It said, and then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Now, what a simple request. You know what God wants to see is how quick will you quit? How quick will you? He said, no, I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to answer that prayer. At first he said nothing, and now he's saying no. And she came and worshiped Jesus Christ and said this. She said, Lord, help me. Help me. I want you to know that we don't have to have eloquent prayers. We don't have to be able to say big words. We don't have to know everything there is to know about the Bible. We can come to Jesus Christ today and you can worship Him and you can say, Lord, help me. I have a need. I've got a child who's gone away from you. I've got a need. I'm sick. I've got a need. I've got sin in my life that I cannot overcome without your help, and I want to change. Has anybody in here ever been sick of themselves? Because I sure have. I've been sick of myself. I've been sick of falling to the same sin time and time again. I've been sick of temptation in my life that seems to get me and seems to always trip me up. And so I've been there. And she came to Jesus and said, Lord, help me. She was persistent and continued to seek after God. If you're here today and you need help, I want to tell you, you want to know how to get things from God? You got to come to the right person, and that's Jesus Christ. You can't get help outside of Jesus Christ. And number two, you got to be persistent. If you're going to quit asking Him, then you can quit looking for answers. And I don't care if the answer is silence, and I don't care if He says no, or He says not right now, or He says wait, or whatever the case may be. You know what you do? You keep asking Jesus to help with whatever need you have. This woman was relentless in her pursuit of God helping her. If this is how we were characterized, I want to tell you something. We'd have people here that were getting help from God. If we were sitting here amongst a congregation of people who kept coming to Jesus and were relentless in our pursuit of Him, we would be getting things from God. But most of the time we don't ask, we don't seek Him. Second off, if we don't get the answer quick enough, we quit. And that's why we're not getting a whole lot from God in our lives. Asking. Number two, keep asking Him. You say, man, that's profound. Yeah, it is, and it's simple. It's simple. You ask Him, and you keep asking Him. And now Jesus raises the bar again. And guess what he says? Look at this offensive statement that Jesus says in his last but that he gives us in the passage. Verse 26 said, "But he answered and said, 'It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs.'" Now that's tough, is it not? Here's what he said. He said, "I've come to the children of Israel." That's what I'm here. I'm here to find the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And here's what he said, guys. This woman come to Jesus looking for help. And after she came and asked, he just stared at her with nothing. And then she asked again. He said, "It's not the time and place. You're not the person." And she come and worshiped him and said, "Lord, help me." He said, "Look, the children of Israel, the people of God, they're eating the bread of God at his table. And it's not right for me to take the bread of God and throw it down there to a dog like you." And you say, "Man, Jesus is so offensive. That's terrible." I want to tell you something about the Bible. The Bible is offensive to my flesh. Amen. Because you know what the Bible told me about me? And if you don't know this today, I'm going to tell you what it says about you. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible says this. It says that there is none righteous. No, not one. So as you sit here today and say, "Oh, how offensive," I want to tell you something. The Bible said that you are not righteous, that you are a sinner. Here's what the Bible said about your righteousness. It said that even your righteousness that you have is like filthy rags in the sight of God. Anything that we do outside and apart of God is filthy and unrighteous and wicked and evil. And herein lies another problem why people can't get nothing from God. Because you know what she could have said? She could have said, "Did he just call me a dog? You know what? I'm going to get up and leave from here. I deserve better than that. I ought to be treated better than that. And I'm not going to take it." She could have got up and left. By the way, that's what a lot of people do when they come to church. Here we are, 2018. You know what some people do when they hear that you're a sinner and that you're not righteous and that you're not good and that your righteousness are filthy rags? They say, "I ain't going to take that. I'm better than that. I'm better than that." And they don't ever get help because they think they're better than that. This woman displayed great humility. You know what she said? Look at what she said in our passage in verse 27. It said, and she said, "Truth, Lord." You know what she said? "You are right. I do not deserve for you to take the bread of the children of God and give me any of it. I do not deserve it. I do not deserve your help. I do not deserve your mercy. I do not deserve your touch. I don't deserve any bit of that." But she said, "Dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table, and I'm here today begging for some crumbs. I'm here today begging for some crumbs." Now, you want to know how to get things from God? You got to be like this woman is. She came and asked Jesus and was met with silence. Can you imagine how mad that would make you? Sometimes we ask our kids something and they don't answer me back. Well, we can go from 0 to 60 quick when they ignore me. Can you imagine somebody ignoring you? Just nothing. Then tell you no. You're not the right kind of person for me to help. It ain't the time or place for you to get any help. And then to say, "You know what, I'm just going to throw it down. I'm going to get this woman out of our way." And he said, "I'm not going to take the children of God's bread and throw it to a dog like you." And she said, "I'm just here looking for some crumbs." That's how you get something from God, is you've got to come to him humble. You've got to come to God with humility and understand that you are a dog under the table begging for the crumbs that fall from his table. And if you don't see yourself like that, then you can help yourself. But we're talking about getting help from God today. We're talking about getting help from God. And we need to be here today begging for crumbs. We're talking about we got a need that we can't help, and we've went everywhere we asked we can go, and we found out that we need the touch from God. She said, I just want some crumbs. You need to become a humble beggar. And the reason why many people don't get anything from God is because they are not humble beggars. It's hard for people to bow a knee to God and say, I'm nothing. I don't deserve it. I know that I'm not good. I know that I am a sinner, but I need you just to touch me. Now look what Jesus said to this woman in verse 28. It said, then. So all throughout the passage it said, but. Right? She come to him. Well, but. She come to him again. But. Come to him again. But. And finally, it says, then, he said, Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, this woman come to God as a pagan nobody. I'm talking about come from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, had a daughter grievously vexed with a devil, got rejected by Jesus Christ 3 times, said silence, said no, said you're a dog, and now to that same woman, he said, great is thy faith. Man, what a thing for God to say to any one of us. For Him to look down at any of us and say, great is thy faith. You didn't let the short-term results deter you from continuing to seek me. You didn't let your situation or the things going on keep you from coming after me. You see, there are going to be things in our life that are put there to see if we're going to stay away from God. And all that it does, all it does is turn away people that aren't serious enough. It turns away people that don't care enough. But what it does, it gets people to God who have great faith to say, I'm going to continue to come and I'm going to ask God for help. And then he said another interesting statement. He said, be it unto thee as thou wilt. In other words, whatever you want to happen can happen. Be it unto you however you will. You know what I'd like God to say to me? Be it unto me however I will. Whatever you want, you can have. Let me ask you a question today, and this is one you're going to have to think about all the way into lunch. Can God's mind be changed? Can God's mind be changed? I would have to say yes. He didn't answer this woman a word. Then he said no twice. He told her no twice. He said, I'm not here for you. Second time he told her no, he said, you're a dog and you're not worthy to eat the bread from my table. No twice. And I want to tell you, two no's turned into a yes, and have it however you want to have it. I want you to know God's mind can be changed. You know how it can be changed? It can be changed through prayer. God might have made a decision today about our country and we can change it through prayer. God might have made a decision today on one of your children and He can change it through prayer. God's mind can be changed and we can get things from God, but we have to be like this woman was. I want to tell you something, that silence can turn into action. No's can turn into yes. Criticisms can turn into praise. And God's mind can be changed. You remember what happened in the book of Jonah? He sent Jonah to a place called Nineveh. He said, Jonah, I need you to go and tell them that in so many days, Nineveh is going to be overthrown. I'm going to come, I'm going to rain fire and brimstone down on Nineveh and destroy it. And Jonah went into town. So God said, so many days, this place is going to be overthrown. They went and told, and Jonah went through preaching to Nineveh, saying, hey, this is what God said. And the leader of Nineveh said, we're going to get in prayer and sackcloth and ash, and we're going to turn to God because we don't know what he might do. You know what God did? He changed his mind. He changed his mind. The people repented and started seeking God, and he said, I'm going to spare Nineveh. So I want to tell you something. God can change his mind. And God can change your situation. And God can change what's going on in your life. But I also want you to know that only God can do it sometimes, and we got to go to him. There's some things that I cannot help myself with. There's some things I cannot help myself with. You know what? This woman was there on behalf of another who she could not help and who could not help herself. And God changed them. So you want to get anything from God today? Let me ask you a question. Do you need anything from God? Would you like him to answer some of your prayers? Would you like him to change some things in your life? We'll come to Jesus Christ. I've done that. We'll keep coming. And come in a spirit of humility and worship. And say, God, I need your help. And if you do that, I want to tell you, you can get something from God. He can look down on us and say, man, woman, how great is thy faith. Be it unto you according to however you will. However you want it to be, it'll be. Whatever you ask for, you can get. Because you kept coming, and you came in faith, and you came in humility. Why don't you stand with us today? We're going to have a time of invitation.